Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMind.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Till death do us part, they say, but it's not always as simple as that. For when it happens, parting is such sweet sorrow. This week, I'm looking at two family dramas. One's a Canadian movie about a Toronto woman who has to choose between staying with her stay-at-home husband or parting ways to live with a guy across the street. And an American movie about a man who finds out that his late father faced a similar dilemma many years earlier. First, People Like Us, directed by Alex Kurtzman. Sam, played by Chris Pine, who is Star Trek's new Captain Kirk, is a wheeler-dealer sales exec in the rarefied profession of commodity barter trading. But on the same day he makes a grave shipping error, he also finds out that his estranged father had died. So under protest, he flies out to Los Angeles with his girlfriend for the funeral, and he discovers he's inherited a zippered dop kit from his dad with $150,000 in cash in it and a note that says he has to find a woman and give her the money. But he needs the money himself, has a moral bone in his body, and hates his father, Jerry. So he has no reason to do it. Jerry was a record company exec whose big claim to fame was discovering Kajagoogoo. But Sam soon discovers that the woman he's supposed to give it to is Frankie, who is his sister. So he gradually makes friends with Frankie the bartender, who's an AA veteran and a single mom, played by Elizabeth Banks, without telling her who he is. And he also becomes a sort of a mentor for the jaded Josh, her 11-year-old going on 65-year-old son, played by Michael Hall Daddario, who talks like a 65-year-old blues singer, and he's caught at the beginning of the movie blowing up his school's swimming pool. So it's up to Sam to try to make things right again. Even as his job is on the line, his girlfriend is fed up with him and his lies, and he has yet to accomplish anything worthwhile in his life. So will Sam ever come clean as to why he's hanging out with Frankie and Josh? Will he give him the money? Will Frankie stop bartending and get a, quote, respectable profession? Will Sam's mean mom, played by Michelle Pfeiffer, she's not passive-aggressive, this one, she's active-aggressive, will she ever answer some of his questions? And will this confusing, hidden family ever be reunited as a single entity? So People Like Us is a surprisingly engaging movie, even though its story is nothing more than a typical movie of the week. The dialogue is witty, the acting is good, and the plot turns, though predictable, keep the story going. And, get this, it even has a walk-on role for Mark Duplass. That's three Mark Duplass movies in 3 weeks, plus the DVD of Jeff Who Lives at Home. I think that's a record. So this is a good movie if you like dysfunctional family dramas. Next, Take This Waltz, written and directed by Sarah Pauley. So Margot and Lou, played by Michelle Williams and Seth Rogen, wake up each morning saying how much they love each other. So much they poke each other's eyes out and similar tortures like that. Such love you seldom see. It's a happy but, well, boring relationship. They sleep in the same bed and they live and work beside each other in the same house in Parkdale, downtown Toronto. Basically, they're together 24/7. He does cookbooks, she's a freelance writer. And they get together with Lou's loud extended family, including his sister, the recovering alcoholic Geraldine, played by Sarah Silverman. But things start to change when Margot goes on a trip to a colonial village in Louisbourg to write a pamphlet for Parks Canada. And she's watching a reenactment there of a person being punished for adultery when she meets a flirty, obnoxious guy named Daniel, played by Luke Kirby. Sparks fly. And then when they're back in Toronto, it turns out he's a rickshaw driver and secret artist who lives right across the street from her. What's a lady to do? So Take This Waltz is filled with some very funny scenes, like an aqua fitness class, and some images that'll stick with you for a long time, like an amazing psychedelic ride in an amusement park on Center Island to the tune of Video Killed the Radio Star. She also takes risks, Sarah Polley, I mean, like an extended nude scene with Michelle Williams and Sarah Silverman in a woman's shower room that shows real women's real bodies of all types and ages and sizes. And the movie also has countless wonderful locations all around the city, Kensington Market, Lakeshore, Royal Cinema. So I wanted to love this movie. It's her second picture following The Great away from her, but I just couldn't. The last 20 minutes or so were just excruciating. Chips from an uncomfortable marriage to an extended sequence, possibly a fantasy montage of what happens to her once she makes her decision, which guy to go with. I guess it's there to tie up the various loose ends, but it leaves the viewer scratching his head and squirming at an uncomfortable addition to an otherwise lackluster family drama. There's lots of reasons to see it, but I can't call it a good movie. So Take This Waltz and People Like Us both open this weekend. Check your local listings. The ICFF, Italian Contemporary Film Festival, continues through the weekend, closing with a Toronto premiere of Woody Allen's latest film, To Rome With Love. Also, check out the Toronto After Dark series on Wednesday nights at the Bloor for lots of gore, shocks, and found footage. Next show, July 11th. Go to torontoafterdark.com. And the very cool Japanese anime and cult movie fest called Shin Sedai starts in mid-July this year. Go to shinsedai.ca for more info. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.